Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning into the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled The Hunt is On, featuring Josh, Shane, and Drew. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Pareba.com, ApirionStudio.com, HealthSavings.org, and Gustavo.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including VintageClothing.com, MassiveMoney.com, MortgageCompany.com, and rubberbands.com. Then we talk about how geography impacts domaining and how it's 24/7. And while you can work anywhere, you need to be able to work everywhere. We also talk about the nuances of alternate extension domains when you're trying to track down a domain owner. Then we talk about the impact of upcoming record-breaking IPOs and how the liquidity involved with those could impact domains. And finally, we talk about domain portfolios and how to price them in today's market. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button, the subscribe button where you can, and help Domain Sherpa grow the pod. We also integrate our shows with Skiv.com, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. Now, big shout out to Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar that gives domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. Get $799.com back orders, expired auctions, and tech you can't get anywhere else, like AI search, AI outbounding, and the new AI site builder. They're a one-stop shop for managing costs and boosting sales. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cito, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And also, big shout out to Appraise.net. Instant AI-powered domain appraisals with retail price ranges, detailed justification for every name. Whether you're buying, selling, or building your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Beyond the range, each appraisal includes a breakdown of the domain's multicultural reach, strengths and weaknesses, and a market analysis covering the best use case, industry, and likely buyer profile. Get your first month for just $1 at appraise.net/domainsherpa. And last but not least, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. We also have NamesCon 2026 taking place in Miami on November 11th and 12th. So go to namescon.com for more information and to register. So now with all of that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, and my homies. So let's get to it. There's four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where we are right now. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, some unrelated things, try to keep it on the domain talk. We'll see how we do. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses, we keep score, and somehow, some way, someday, we'll get some swag to the winners. Again, I'm the only one rocking swag today, so thanks, guys. Not like you haven't been on the show before and don't have swag, but it's fine. Then we got NameJet and the Jet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. And then last but not least, we get into grand closing, where we'll discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests, co-hosts, to mention or promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Andrew Rosner, aka Morpheus, aka the Dirk Diggler of digital assets, aka Bob Lee Swagger the Sniper, aka Drew got what I need, aka every Rosner has its thorn. Never gonna give Drew up. Get Rick Rolled, gray beard, the domain pirate rocking his gray beard, and the domain dog.
I have a domain offer you can't refuse.
Not as much gray beard as last week.
Yeah, you were like, last week you were like wolfed out. You like, and yeah, got that two-tone. Homeless. You got that two-tone thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was, like, that was my homeless look.
Looking like 101 Dalmatians up in here. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just playing Cruella. What's good?
Oh man. Well, what's good? I don't know. I'm having a bad day, if I'm being honest. But all else is well in domain land. That's it. That's all I got for you today.
Good stuff. Having a bad day. It's all right, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like raining.
It happens. It happens. Yes.
What happens when you work with JT all day long?
Hey, man.
Listen.
Like, I'm bringing the sunshine, son.
Man, this dude, like, we're doing our end of month, right? And it's super tight this week because we're number one. We're super late with it because of the weekend. I was waiting for a long weekend. Yesterday, JT's like, okay, from now on, I'm calling 1:30 my time, 1:30 on the nose so we can get this thing started. 2:10, I'm like, where is this dude? I rushed through my lunch just so I'd be here on time at 1:30 to have this call and do the accounting with him. And then, boom, 2:10 is like, oh, Woody, I'm here. We get 15 minutes of that shit. Then we had an important call. Then thing, we got to do the base Sherpa. We got 5 minutes of more accounting in there. And it's like,
for what it's worth, I was doing the work on the accounting. I just hadn't called you yet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, and we're pretty close to getting it done. So, you know, that's the important thing is that it gets done. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that early in the morning for you, though? Like, isn't that?
For me, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. You know, so it's not bad.
Portugal is on UK time. We're only at 5 hours ahead of the US of West, East Coast.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I work with Sean in Vigo, but he's 7 hours difference.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Somebody said something the other day that was just hilarious. It was, you know, everybody talks about the Spanish eat so late.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's bullshit. They're just in the wrong time zone.
Yeah.
And it's true. You know what I'm saying? Like, they should be on Portugal's time zone, but they want to be with Germany and France and the Netherlands and all these, you know, cold ass countries further west or further east. And that's just stupid.
Yeah. That's 4 hours from Porto, right? Like, or I mean, it's the border. It's right there. Yeah.
Yeah. I can drive 2 hours and then they change time zones. I live literally like, all the way. I live at the most easterly point of Europe. No, westerly point of Europe. I could drive 2 hours east and be in Spain, and yet them fools think that it's, you know, 1 hour ahead.
You know, it's funny when you think about it. I mean, I guess that's the one downside. One of the many pluses of domaining is you can do it from anywhere, right? I guess one of the downsides is you got to always be rocking and rolling 24 hours a day. You know what I mean? Because,
You stole that from me. I've been saying that for 20 years. Domain names is the greatest business on earth. It's a gift and a curse. The gift is that I can do it from everywhere. The curse is that I have to do it from everywhere.
That's it. Ooh, I like that. That's pretty solid. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was running NameJet, we did a whole analysis on auction end times to figure out, like, what's the best, you know, and trying to coordinate it across China because China was going crazy at the time and, you know, Europe. And then you got the East Coast and the West Coast and we just didn't move it at all. We just left it where it was. We're like, that was, you know, it's like that works. But you think it's better as a bidder or a seller, auctions ending in the afternoon versus the morning? Anybody have an opinion? I mean, what do you guys all participate on?
I think they should end a little earlier than they do, but that's because I'm in Europe.
I think
while I'm having dinner or putting my kids in bed.
And I think if you keep it consistent, it's the most important. People adjust to what they want to. Like if it's something they want to do and it's always the same time, they'll figure it out how to get it done.
If
you move it around, I would prefer if they ended earlier as well on the East Coast, to be honest.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt to end earlier. I mean, prime time is usually 10 to noon. Like,
yeah. And I think it's that because, let's see. Yeah.
It should basically end around when the stock market closes, you know, like it's.
Yeah.
There's no bigger market in the world. Well, other currency, which never closes. But and so it's like, obviously, they probably have a good reason. And, you know, I think, you know, European markets, Asian markets, U.S. markets, they can all sort of get into that, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, you know, really 3 o'clock. I think 3 o'clock Eastern is like the deadline. Everything should close before then.
Yeah. The issue you have is that then when you're getting to the other side of the world, Australia and China and all that kind of stuff, like a little later gets them.
Yeah, Australia, they're used to doing everything ass backwards because they're on the other side of the planet. And so, you know what I'm saying? They no, not you. I live there. Like Australians adjust. They're also a different species. They don't sleep. They can party harder than everybody else. They just do it. They just, whatever they got to do, they just do it. They're Australians.
Shout out to the Australians. Shout out to Jen Sale. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's it.
All right.
Shout out to the one Australian we know.
Exactly.
I know not Australians.
So, Mike Robertson.
Yeah. You know? No, that's true. We actually know more than that.
There's two. There we go. There's two. There's others too. I'm forgetting, but you know.
Matt Berry.
There we go. Another Australian in the space. You know what I'm saying? All right. Cool. Well, that's what's good. All right. Well, let's keep it moving. So with that down below, Drew, we got my boy Josh Reason. Oh, Jackson L's good, man. What's up, Jackson? Newly. Big shout out to Newly.
All right. Let's
Jackson.
Go. Keep it moving.
You're literally named the last person we talked about. You know what I'm saying? I was already introducing Josh.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
I was already introduced.
No, Jackson, you want to get promoted? You don't mean beyond your first name. You mean Madonna? Show up. Let's go.
Get on the show, son. Anyway, but big shout out to them. All right, now, below Drew, Josh Reason, a.k.a. Bjorn Borg, a.k.a. Prince Harry, a.k.a. Harry Kane, a.k.a. Prince Harry Kane, a.k.a. Chicka Chicka Slim Shady, a.k.a. DNX, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. X gonna give it to you. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. What's up, dude? We got Dark Josh with the rock and the beard today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
What's up, dude? What's up? Good to be back.
Yeah, man. What's going on? You're in a temporary housing. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down?
Holding it down for now. Yeah, just about.
Just about. Undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Undisclosed location.
Like, it's all good. Yeah. Just waiting for the
high air traffic.
Hey, it's all good, man. Are you good? Everything good?
Yeah. All good. Yeah. Just, I had a little period of like, May was pretty slow for me, domain sales wise, but it's picked back up. So,
Amar too. Amar had a terrible May.
Well, and you know, it's funny because we've got our hands in a couple of different pies, if you will. And our Afternic sales were slow in May. We did a lot of big deals,
yeah,
but our Afternic
sales. Yeah, we actually had a phenomenal brokerage month. Which I talked about on the last show, it was just like, whatever, shockingly a phenomenal month. And May is usually one of the worst, traditionally. But on our owned and operated stuff, we were, as I just said, we were just going through the accounting. And we literally had, I think, one Afternic sale in May, which is like 5 to 10% of our normal month.
Yeah, same. Yeah, like Adam and Afternic for me were pretty much non-existent.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I mean, they all tried to sell me. You know, you start getting Adam the emails Eve. That have nothing to do with
don't
anything.
Fall to fall from the
just to just to make you feel like we're working hard over here.
I know you got to feel something. You know,
hey,
what I'm saying?
Here's like, your trademark comparisons. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Exactly. You got a new newsletter.
Why don't you sell an email domain for me?
Exactly. But, these are not the emails I want from you.
No, I don't, if I see your name, I want a congratulations as a first word.
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. Well, let's go ahead. Last but not least, below me, we got my boy, Shane Culture, a.k.a. Sugar Shane, a.k.a. Honey Shane, a.k.a. Mike Rowe, a.k.a. Blame It on the Shane, a.k.a. House of Shane, the Cultivator, Blue Oyster Culture, the Culture Personality, the Culture Club, doing it for the culture. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good, but I've been spicy like Drew lately. Like Friday, stock market got me bad, and then now I got to work. Now that we're doing Winterline, I'm actually having to like talk to people.
negotiate.
And
all like, that work idea, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it's much better when I don't have to do all that. But my brain's, I think I said it last show, my brain is just moving. My ideas are flowing. Getting up early, like it's a healthy thing to have. Yeah. And
right?
Yeah. And so
usually better.
Yeah. It's all good. Been cutting some weight. So I leave next week for Leadville in the mountains for 6 weeks of my last block of mountain training. And then
damn.
Yeah. I'm the lightest I've ever been since junior year of high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw online you posted you were 175.
Yeah, 172.
That's crazy.
And then I mean, I still got all the muscle, but, and I'm not taking like growth hormones and all. I mean, I just take Retta, but it is incredible. Like it's, you can eat the amount. I don't know. It's a long story. We don't have to go into it, but it is an unusual thing where you don't have any hunger noise. So you have to actually schedule like, you know, before you're like not taking the third bowl of chili and you're like, you don't need to have that much ice cream and brownies. You just ate dinner kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now I have to like set an alarm to make sure that I eat a full chicken for lunch, you know?
Yeah.
So
gotta make sure you kill it first though. You know what I'm saying?
Like, gotta catch it. I eat so much chicken, man. I'm surprised the price of chicken hasn't gone up. Like I'll eat three or four full chickens a week. Yeah,
that man, you're on a three chicken a week diet. I like it.
I love it. It's so good, man. $9 at Costco or whatever.
Costco in general is just awesome. I was there yesterday.
Ridiculous. Man. People talking about food prices, man. If you buy a Costco, you can eat like a king for pretty much nothing. You can have a hot dog for $1.50 if you really need to.
Yeah, dude, you can get a glizzy for $1.50, and then, you know, they've just got so much stuff. It's like, and it's all in bulk, and you're like, oh, I totally need 100 of those. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's like, you could literally, like, get your wardrobe there, you get your tires there, you could get your dental work done, you get eye appointment, you could buy a trip, you could do travel, you could buy a TV, I mean, books, and then
you're
all
like,
the...
Hey, sweetie, I couldn't get the flavor liquid IVs you want, but I got that, and we have solar coming.
Exactly. We now have a power wall. It's like, oh, sweet. Love Costco.
All right, well, we lost the boys. We better keep going.
Yeah. Let's keep it moving. All right, so you said May was a little bit slow for you, though, on the buy.
Yeah, I mean, again, from the brokerage side, it's been fantastic. More work than I deserve. You know, I'm happy just to have conversations out of the gate. And so it's been great closing some deals. It's been fantastic. But my personal portfolio sales, as far as the marketplaces, they suck.
Yeah, that's interesting because it seems like that's somewhat the trend here in May for a lot of folks, you know.
I mean, I'm not really excited about any of the months, to be honest with you, compared to last year. But, you know, I've also moonshotted probably too many and I'm too lazy to change them because I haven't gone back. So
You're not going to get the big sales if you don't, you know, have some aspirational
pricing.
That's
true. We all have this. We have so much going on that as long as the income stream looks good, I don't be concerned about it. Like everything was good. But then Friday when the market tanked and I'm in high beta stuff, I got real spicy. You can get that on. He just asked a simple question. I'm like, that's a stupid... Just why would you ask that? I'm busy. I'm working hard.
Hey, I'm just
watching my account drop like a rock.
Yeah. Well, we say, you know, it's the quantum entanglement. You know what I mean? Like quantumly entangled with whether it's the price of Bitcoin or the stocks that you're invested, like whatever you're full on invested in. Unfortunately, you know, when that number goes down, you know, number go up, it's like, I just need to see, you know, I need green. I need to be seeing green. Yeah. Otherwise I'm seeing red.
And things got to come back. I mean, it's a gambler's paradox too, where the losses always hurt more than the wins reward you, right?
Oh yeah. The wins feel like they should happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it should be going up every day. Wait, what do you mean it's not? Yeah. What do you mean it's going down? Now I hate everyone and everything, you know? Yeah. So,
but then like on Friday, I literally lost more than my house.
I got you, man.
But I also got a house somewhere along the lines. It did well enough to get my house to lose, you know, those kind of things. So it's all, and you know, we got the SpaceX IPO going on. There's a lot going on in the markets and there's just, enough to keep you busy, man. And it's summer, right? It's supposed to be slowing down. It's June, but it doesn't seem to be.
I don't know. I think it's kind of that whole 24 hours, you know, all, you know, across the globe thing where I feel like even as we get into summers, it's like they seem to be, you know, the only thing that keeps me grounded with when this, like that we're in summer season is that I have kids, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and that there are changes in their schedules and their seasons and stuff. But otherwise it'd be like Monday's not a ton different than Saturday and June's not a whole lot different than February, you know, so.
Yeah, and my partner's in Spain, my daughter's giving speeches all over Europe. So it's like my day pretty much starts at 4 a.m.
Nice.
Yeah. Because everybody's so early.
That's what's up. All right, cool. Well, good stuff. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's get into some domain talk. Let's get into the domain game. Drew, what you got? You got to buy or sell?
Let's go with a buy. I just bought this one yesterday, so you don't know about it.
Yeah.
Pariba.com. P-A-R-A-I-B-A. Pariba.com.
Am I even allowed to look at it? Like what?
Like BNB Paribas?
Is that how they spell it? I don't know. Maybe it is a Brazilian. It's a like one of the regions of Brazil.
Okay.
Mm. And it's .com, right?
Yeah, that's not why I necessarily bought it, but it is related to that.
All right, I don't know. All right, you ready, y'all?
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm at 800, Shane's at 855, and Josh is at 7,000.
Whoa.
Josh gets it. 8,000.
Whoa.
$8,019.
I'm just uninformed. It's not
you and I both.
No, it's just uninformed with that.
I mean, I see AI in there. I don't know if.
No, so Pariba is, you know, I'm into gemstones.
Well, once you rolled your R's, I would have added a couple thousand.
Yeah, like in the beginning.
So Pariba, Pariba is a type of gemstone. It's a type. So Pariba is a type of tourmaline. It's a. The thing technically they call an electric neon blue. Electric neon blue. Beautiful. Tourmaline.
That's its natural color, huh? Like a turquoise. Like turquoise.
Zero treatment, untouched, just cut in all of its glory. A Pariba tourmaline. So, anyways, that's a Pariba tourmaline. And it's one of the rarest stones on Earth. And per carat, it goes for equal to or even higher than some of the world's finest diamonds. And they're very rare. They only exist in 3 mines in the world. They're only recently discovered in the last 50, 60 years. And they're very beautiful. Very, very interesting, unique color on this planet. It's like really, truly ice blue. Like that what you think about is like Arctic ice blue.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Pariba.com. Interestingly, I've tried to buy that domain name for probably 10 years. I've inquired on it 3 times over that period of time, and I've never gotten a response. And domain expired, went to auction on NameJet, and I won it last night on a proxy bid for $8,000. Which is less than I offered in my first email I ever sent him.
I didn't see that come through NameJet. I'm surprised. Maybe I bypassed it. Did the auction end like into the last 5 hours? Where was that price? Like, did it?
I honestly, when I signed off at around 6:30, my time. Well, you know, I think the auction ended around 8 or 8:30 my time. So let's say 2 hours before the end of the auction, it was at $3,000 or $4,000, and I figured I'd get it for $5,000, and then it ran a bit in the end. Outlaw Josie Wales, who is that, by the way? We can bleep them if it's not supposed to be public. Or
yeah, I don't know. I don't remember.
I see it all the time, but
I see it all the time. I used to think
we used to have a sheet a long time ago, but I haven't.
Yeah, a long time ago, I did. I kept track. I don't know what happened to that. Anyway, so yeah, 2 people bid me up. One guy in particular at the end drove it up a couple grand. But very happy with that name.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good stuff. And big win by Josh with the point. But it's now your turn to go ahead and tell us a name that you either bought or sold.
I'm gonna just show it to you because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Ape Iron Studios. Ape Iron Studios.
Huron? What? Huron. I mean, I don't even know how to.
If it was backwards, it would be B related, but I think.
Huron Studio.
Huron sold it?
Studio.
You sold it. Sold
it. It's a Greek. It's a Greek goddess.
And you sold it?
Huron. Okay.
I sold it. Yeah.
Here's
I
mean, Theo when you need him.
If you're wondering how it got into my portfolio, no idea. It was part of a bulk registration.
That was gonna be.
That's
part right. Of
that's
it.
Like I saw. We were going through the accounting. I said, I sold groupbuy.me for $2,000, or maybe it was $2,500. I got $2,000 net, and I was like, JT, that is the sweetest sale of the month. Like that's just free money. That's like walking down the street. You bend over, you pick up $2,000 cash laying in the street. It's like groupbuy.me. How did I end up with that name in my portfolio? Right. Okay. What am I going to do here?
You're going to put in your price and then we're going to turn it around.
All right, let's go.
All right. Oh, Shannon. Oh, wow. We're clustered here. 3,000 for me, 33.69 for Drew, and 38.99 for Shane.
Oh,
Drew's
wow.
Like
we
boxed
are tight.
Out.
I got sandwiched.
Come on, over.
Shane got it. Yeah. 4695.
Wow, we knew we were in that. Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. I hope you prayed to Apeiron.
Apeiron. Yeah, thanks.
Apeiron. You got to send some gratitude. Sacrifice.
I hope you prayed to the Ape Iron.
Ape Iron.
sacrifice a goat for Apeiron.
Oh, yeah. I kind of like
translates
Ape Iron.
To the unlimited. The
Ape Iron is way better.
That's Ape way Iron. Better. Camel case.
It's a Greek word. It's a Greek word meaning unlimited, boundless, infinite. That's pretty cool.
And hell yeah, crazy. Ape Iron. I have another kid and name him Ape Iron just for that.
Yeah,
rebranding the brokerage right now.
And you just call him Ape. Like what up, Ape? Or call him Iron. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna call my kid Ape Iron.
Yeah,
Apeiron.
Ape Iron is a versatile and long-term real asset investor.
Good.
Love it. All right. What? So, well, you sold it for 5 G's. You bought it for some undisclosed or unclear.
No, I bought it for $5 last year. It was a registered handwriting.
Talk about finding $4,000 on the street. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, walking down the street.
I mean, there's another 7,000 of those waiting to be sold. So,
let's go.
Pass it over here, yo.
Nice. Good stuff. All right. No, hey, you're right. We say it all the time. Just because we make it look easy doesn't mean that it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all good.
I'll tell you, Josh, I mentioned a product request I had at the beginning of the show. And, you know, so I'm just looking at like various versions of Ape Iron, Apeiron. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, .ai, they're asking $75,000, but the .co is $49.95. That's not a crazy price. If you own the AI or .com or whatever, and you want to protect the brand.
Right. Right.
That's not super far. It's probably 30-50% higher than I want to be to buy that name, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah. And then sometimes if you own the .com, you just want to, you know, have Braden talks about it all the time, right? He likes to have the alternatives. So that he can use the alternatives.
Yep. We've had the great discussions around this, and I fluctuate on my view. I generally, the last years have tended towards not doing that. But now, as values get so high, I think it actually is smarter to protect the brand.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of agree. I think you can go both ways. But when you're talking about like the super high value keywords, I think it's starting to make more and more sense.
Yeah, because you're, you know, as a person you're on the other side too, Drew, so you know, when you're buying them for brands and it just gets out of range, they do go to the alternate TLD.
That's it.
Sometimes it's owned by the .com person, so at least they get that sale.
Next best alternative.
Yeah. So if you've got a great brand, you want to own the next best alternative. That's a sale for you. Like that's the thing is... You're not just getting it to protect it. You're getting it because it's a possible sale because your .com is not going to go for the average person cannot afford it. And so the cheaper one will be something, especially if, and it's funny too, the ones that are changing, I'm seeing more .dev and .app. That for me is, there's some new out of the woodworks looking on the AI side, starting to use those.
Yes, we see you know, a small touch.
It's
of
small,
the same.
But it was zero.
Yeah, it was zero. Ago. I never had anybody ask me about a .dev or a .app, and we've done deals on both in the last few years.
And we actually have another one pending. Like,
we actually have a .app deal down, you know, now.
Yeah, I got two or three I'm hunting for, and I'm sure. I always, to me in my mind, like, the more common ones, they can get lost in network solutions. It gets harder to reach them. And I think, well, the new ones like dev, those people are more active, right? You would think, no, it's the same thing. They're just as hard to reach. Like,
seriously. Well, and I think it's a little harder because sometimes with the different extensions, the path to get to them is a little different and a little tougher, you know, especially if it's like country code, more so if it's like a country code than GTLD. But a few of these newer GTLDs, you know, they're a little bit like, you know, obfuscated. And there's no, the other thing too, that about the new G's that from you know, reaching them, you would think, right, like it's a newer, more active, it's not someone who's probably dead or gone out of business yet, maybe. But they also all went live in this post-GDPR world, right? So they've never had, you know, they've never had a historical who is information publicly available, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and potentially not had a site.
So you can't go way back and...
And at least start to put
history
some breadcrumbs
on X
together.
Or something, even, between the who is and then other just marks around the net, right? Something that got left.
100%, man. Always trying to find the breadcrumbs, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow. The hunt is, I think we've said this before, sometimes just getting and finding the owner and getting that response is almost as exciting sometimes as selling. Obviously, the money's different, but just getting the response is like, I found them.
The,
18 months of,
the
I found them. And then you want to, like, I talked to his sister's ex-wife or ex-husband who gave me, you know, like, the hunt's kind of fun in some cases.
Yeah, we did a pretty...
We've done some real buttes.
Yeah, we've had ones where we've had people go knock on doors, right? Like in places where we're not at. And then, you know, one we had
a place where we're not well either.
Knocked on doors and it's like, oh no, that's not me. That's my landlord. And it's like, oh, well, how do I get a hold of your landlord? You know what I mean? It's like,
where
here's their
checks to.
Yeah. Here's that address. You know what I mean? It's like, gave that up a little too easy. But then, you know,
you didn't even get $20 off of that.
Then we're going to go knock on that door, you know? And, it is. I agree with you. I think that
we sent people up into the prison. That was probably our craziest. Well, we literally had to go extract that domain out of the prison. But I'm not joking either.
No,
we had to get up in federal prison and get that domain.
Hey, Josh, I like your band color. It's pretty.
But we did it too.
Good looking dudes are wearing it.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I heard. In fact, mine's in the mail. You know?
Oh, really?
No. I was just kidding, but it looks good on you guys. You know what I'm saying? So
some people move.
All right. Well, let's keep it moving. Shane, on you, you got to buy or sell?
I've got to buy.
Okay.
I bought healthsavings.org. I'm very into health names. Healthsavings.org.
Healthsavings.org.
Oh.
Savings.org. All right.
Your grandmother over here, I will get her help and savings. Looks official, doesn't it? Then you feel like you should be going there for some reason.
All right, ready? 3, 2. I know I saw your number, Josh. All right. Okay, so Drew is at 369. Josh is at 700. I'm at 1500.
469. So you guys do the math.
That's me, baby.
Wow, what were you?
I'm $100 off.
You were two something.
Flip your number.
Flip your number.
I'm at 369 and he's at 469.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Drew gets the point.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, sweet.
I've been building a big portfolio of health, like every day. I just keep anything that looks official, that's RX, and they're starting to pop off. They're starting to get more expensive, but they're starting to pop off on the self savings. And I did. Oh, the other one that I was going to talk is that Drew and I were battling over USSC on one of the United States stable coin. And turns out everybody but stablecoin people are looking at it and making off. the U.S. sugar cane. I look at the companies that come in. I'm sure you guys do that too. You can see which company comes in and looks at the names, and it's every single thing except the stable coin. Maybe they'll come in, but there's a lot of USSC acronyms in the world, in the States especially. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
All right, well, let's keep it moving. So we've got a situation where the three of you each have a point. I'm pointless. That sounded weirder than I meant it to sound. Drew would probably agree, but it's well said.
Being nice. I was like, yo, I'm going to just let him say it.
I'm going to do that. All right, let me I'm going to find a name that hopefully you guys don't know about. I'm going to do a little name bio vibe. You know, big shout out to Name Bio, by the way.
Name Bio. Going to be a new sponsor on Domain Sherpa.
They are. Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
Shout out Name Bio.
Big shout out to Name Bio. Yeah, we got to get the collateral and get them rolling, but very excited for that. And it's all good. So let me, using Name Bio then, this is a perfect tie-in, you know what I'm saying? Let me find one. I should probably have a handful of these that I've kind of got. I just don't know what you guys have seen or not seen. There's been this little bit of chatter around .si domains. Mm-hmm. Have you guys been kind of like, is it all manufactured? Like
manufactured, fake news.
Anything you guys interested at all?
Bunch of crackheads trading crack to each other.
I'm more interested in .cc than I am .si.
.cc, making a comeback.
And I'm not interested in .cc at all.
Yeah.
All right. So should I not do a .si domain then?
No, you shouldn't.
No. And please don't send me any .si domains. Like you don't have to.
Are we still not done with the domain game? Let's go. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, that's true. So,
all right, Gustavo.com. Were you guys into this one?
Gustavo.
I saw it, but I didn't.
I know. I have no idea what to do that.
Same.
I kind of wanted to buy it, and then I just didn't, but I should have.
All right, so that's what we're going to go with. We're going to go with Gustavo.com.
Gustavo.
Gustavo.
Oye, Gustavo, ¿cuánto cuesta?
I'm going to say, it feels like this might have gone cheap.
Gustavo.
But what's cheap?
Cheap.
Oye, Gustavo.
Barato.
Do you know what the short name is for Gustavo? What do you call some?
Gus.
No.
Gusto.
Cuco.
Cuco.
Cuco?
That depends on where you are. Maybe in Mexico.
Cuco. I like that. All right. Well,
I think
I got the price here. Why don't you all flip
your stuff? I want to change this. Go ahead. I'm ready.
So, all right. The flip. Let's see it, Shane. All right. So we've got Drew at $8,369. Shane at $10,500.
Can't reach Shane's calculator.
Josh at 20,000. And the winner of today's domain game is Josh Reason. Gustavo sold for $18,102 on GoDaddy.
That seems a little close to what it really sold.
Josh is a little close across the board today.
Billy, give the man his flowers. Give him his fireworks. Give him his cheers. Let's go. Raise it up. All right. Also ran these names through appraise.net, all the domain name names, the domain game
all
names
worth
today.
100,000.
And we got Pariba is 225,000 is the price.
What are you talking about?
Why?
Aperion Studios or aperionstudio.com.
Ape Iron, baby.
Ape Iron Studios, 6,500.
Oh, undersold it.
You left them on the table.
Healthsavings.org, $165,000.
Damn,
century.
And Gustavo.com, $95,000.
Damn, so. Domaining is so freaking easy. How is this? How are people making stuff?
Domaining ain't easy, but it's necessary. So I chase names like Tom did Jerry. But that's what's good. Big shout out to
$165,000 on this call. It's
like,
and now it's worth $165,000.
It's like on what's
I
that?
I think we should convince Ryan to create a system that AI auto buys You know what I mean? Just,
that's just what we, you know, we need borrow the money. We need AI buyers buying names at appraise.net prices.
Yeah, just exactly. Just auto buy it.
Like Brand prices. Bucket. Brand Bucket has, they put a little number on there that they'll buy it. They'll buy it from you if you, that they'll guarantee it. It's like 1% of the value, but.
Well, that's the problem. It's got to be.
It's still legit. It's really, again, we just sold a Brand Bucket portfolio. It's a really good way to evaluate portfolios because they do a buyback. So you can come up with a multiple off of that buyback price that that actually works out pretty well if you've seen enough of them. So, and they're putting their money where their mouth is. Even though it's a small amount of money, it's still more than anybody else does, right? Like nobody else is willing to put any money up to what they.
Oh, I put money up all the time. For
no, that's
kidding me. People come to us like, "Yo, I want to sell this shit for $1 million." And it's like, okay, and they're like, "But I want it sold tomorrow." Well, both of those things can't be true.
Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do. I got $50,000 for you, or we can go run a process for 6 to 12 months.
Yeah, I can. Adam Strong, I don't think I can say anything wrong, but he had one of the better negotiations of somebody that was with a partner that he wanted to get out. And he said, I'm just going to make up numbers. Like, I'll give you $50. So let's say they're 50-50. I'll give you $50 for yours. And that guy goes, no way, this thing's worth $300. And then he comes back and goes, okay, well, you can buy me for 30.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Like that, because I'm in that situation sometimes. I want to get out. I'm like, I'll just make up a number that I can, maybe I'll buy the whole thing, and then it come back like that. And what are they going to say?
I had somebody do that to me this morning, literally straight up.
Really?
Long story, but.
Well, you know, but
oh boy, he's having a bad day.
Well, he's like, yeah, I have a buyer that I think might pay something around this number, $50,000. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to sell for $50,000. And he's like, well, then you have to buy me out for half of $50,000. And I'm like, how does that make any sense? I was like, I don't even want to sell this shit at $50,000. And then, like, so that means I have to pay you out as if I sold it. I don't, it's
dude, Jedi mind tricks, baby.
Yeah. Amazing. I was like,
wait, who is this guy? Who is this
I'm
guy?
I'm not telling you.
It's Adam. He's using it again.
Exactly. He's at it again. Angry Adam is at it again.
He's like, that worked so well the first time. I'm going to use it in every negotiation. He's like, we're not partners, bro. Well, if we were, I'm this one.
100%. Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, that's what's good, and congratulations to Josh for winning the domain game. And let's move on into NameJet Gonna Jet, sponsored by NameJet, reviewing a list of domains coming up for auction to see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. Go to domainsherpa.com, go to the show page for this particular episode, and if you go to the show notes, you can pull the Excel spreadsheet that's got the domain, it's got the age, the back orders, the minimum bid, some other information. It's got the appraise.net valuations as well, along with links, Estabot appraisal, and some other hopefully helpful information. It is not financial advice, but it is data. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully it's helpful. So with that, let's keep it rolling here on the show. And Josh, let's start with you, man. Let's look at the list and tell me what you like and what you don't like.
Okay. So the highest one on the appraise.net website is mortgagecompany.com.
Mm-hmm.
So appraise.net have mortgagecompany.com at $750,000.
That's the low end of their appraisal.
Yeah, 2.5, mofo.
Don't you know the total addressable market, Josh?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know that. I don't know about you, but that one screams like it's not nearly worth that amount. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much that type of name even would be at wholesale. I think pretty low.
I will say I sold insurancecompany.com or insurance companies, I don't know, one or the other, I don't remember, probably a decade ago or plus. And that was upper six figures, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, like 400 to 600 type of thing.
See, like mortgagecompany.com, I don't know. For me personally, I would be surprised if that goes above, like much above 5K at auction, but I could be super wrong.
Yeah, I think that'll do 5 to 10. I mean, it's a good lead gen name, but the other day it's a good lead gen name.
But it's a bad directory name. Whereas if you sold insurance companies, that's incredible. You know, lead.
Well, I said the directories are, who needs a directory when you got.
Well, 10 years ago when you sold it, they did. But now.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Honest, and the next highest one is vintageclothing.com. I can see how that might be valuable, but I don't see that. That's not the type of name I would want to be buying in today's market.
Just too generic?
Yeah, just way too generic, and the addressable market is just doesn't strike me as one that would be that profitable.
Yo, site or just a, so you know, I mean, the vintage clothing market is massive. You've got like three multi-billion dollar the Real Vintage, and there's another major player. There's like three, four, five companies that are multi-billion dollar companies that do nothing but vintage clothing.
Yeah. I mean,
it is a generic in a brand
space. They're also not the type of, like, you wouldn't be banking on them to spend a lot on a domain.
Probably not.
Right. That's kind of what I mean by that. They're probably not investing much in their online presence, a vintage clothing company.
That's not true at all. But they're probably not investing into like generic category domains.
Yeah.
But they're investing a lot into their online presence. Huge. I mean, Vinted, I don't know what kind of numbers, but I can tell you they're doing a lot of marketing, a lot of customer
acquisition. Like you're talking about like brands that are specializing in new vintage clothing. Yeah. But I guess I don't even see them as the buyer. I see it as like a, I don't know. I don't see it at all.
I would see it as probably somebody that's doing affiliate marketing for all of those companies, doing some kind of curated thing.
Yeah, and, that's probably
right. You know, crushing on SEO.
Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah, maybe there's more than meets the eye, but again, it's a very specific buyer.
And more likely, it's somebody that's going to overpay because of the total addressable market.
Yeah. I don't like the list much, to be honest. Massive company, massivemoney.com. I kind of like that name. Other than that, I'm pretty much not a fan of any of these names.
All right. Okay. Well, that's it. That's what he says. So he's out. And because of that, I'm out. All right, Shane. What about you?
I think my favorite is Unidos, like United, in Spanish. I like. There's a big, obviously Spanish speaking word. It's a great word. I think there's some teams named, so maybe some football soccer teams named.
Yeah, it's just a little bit caveat just because it's the plural of United, right?
So yeah, we're United.
United things. It's you know, humanos unidos or Estados Unidos or.
Yeah, exactly. That's where Estados Unidos is, like the United States to United, I guess, is another form. But I do like that one a lot. I think most of the people at NameJet aren't Spanish speaking. I'm sure there are some, but I think it probably goes under what its worldwide value is. I don't know. I don't know what the research is. I don't know what it'll go for. Maybe 5 or 6K, unless I'm underestimating how many Spanish speakers there are.
It's interesting because the word unidos, right? It means kind of like together or joined, right? Like you said, united, you know?
Yeah.
Interestingly, the Disney movie Onward, its Spanish title is unidos, which is interesting because it's not the same meaning as onward, right? You know, so.
It also means together. So that's kind of.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah. But it doesn't mean onward.
No, you know, I guess that's true.
You know? But, you know, not a bad title for that movie if anybody's seen it. I get it that the title being together would be, you know, make sense. You know, so like two brothers that are like, you know, doing stuff.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, that's what's up. All right, what else?
I don't like lawn management as much as people think I would. I do like the lawn management business and lawn care. But again, I think our common theme amongst these are too generic. Like they're all great businesses, but the names are just too generic to build a brand around. For instance, like Pet Medicines, I think petmedicine.com is a great name. I like Pet Medicines way less. It just fumbles my mouth. But online pet medicine, I want to be in that game. Like, it's competitive, but I got a dog. We spend ridiculous amounts of stuff. Although, I don't know if you're ever going to beat Amazon and all these new companies and Chewy.
Yeah, it's a tough business. I used to be in the pet pet insurance business. Tough.
I do have some friends killing it with dog supplements, though. I mean, they each have one or two supplements, and they're doing very, very well.
Yeah.
So it has been good. Even the smaller players are doing really, really well. I think, and I'll say one more. I think rubber bands is interesting. I own tiny ducks, and there's an opportunity for some really niche things, like to have rubber bands and have all different color rubber bands and all different sizes, and to just be this fun brand with all these different choices that you get out of China, but to have a really unique, diverse inventory that other companies might not have. And I think rubber bands is a really fun name. Whether it's worth a lot, I'm not sure, but I it could be a really fun site of crazy fun. And you know, remember when rubber bands were like the hottest, like Madonna wore them, the bands around there.
Captain Cindy Lauper and Captain Lou Albano, and he had the joints hanging off his face, you know?
Yeah, all the rubber bands on his beard. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's the most fun one. Like, if I were going to build a business, that's probably the one I would build on, just because I think I could make it the most profitable.
Okay. I dig it. All right, Drew, what about you, man? What you like or don't like on the
list? Well, I do like vintage clothing. I just think it is a big enough market that it's interesting. There's things that can be done there. There will be somebody that can make money in that space, and it is, you know, it is a category defining name. So I do like it. Obviously, it depends on the price. Like, you know, I want to own that for $5,000 to $10,000, not more than that. But it's got good traffic. It's got good search. It's got, you know, it's a good name. I also like Unidos. I also like rubber bands. Massive Money is kind of funky. You know, it's a great scammer name. You can do some heavy scamming on Massive Money. There's so many stupid people you could take money from.
100%.
Money. That's it.
It's like one of those, it's like where, you know, you got the guy with the sunglasses on and like the Bentley behind him.
Yeah. The best ever was the one in Bitcoin where the guy, he was like, he'd get up on stage and he was like Tony Robbins of Bitcoin. He was like, we're gonna make some money. And the whole thing was a Ponzi scheme. It was, what was that shit called? It was great.
I was rooting for him.
Choose Rich guy kind of does that.
Yeah. It was like clearly a Ponzi scheme right from the get-go, and they kind of leaned into it. Like, yeah, of course it's a Ponzi scheme, but we're going to make money. Yeah. And mad people lost money.
Rich is, he's in the middle.
He's got brain cancer.
Cancer battle. I don't know if it's brain cancer. I thought it was
lymphoma. No, it's not brain cancer. It was,
I thought it was like a head thing.
I thought it was lymphoma.
It is lymphoma. Yeah, no, it is. It is. So, shout out to him. You know, be strong. You know what I'm saying?
It's
tough battles, but hopefully it'll be all right.
So, yeah.
And,
Healthy Herbals. I'll throw that out there. It's the lowest value name here. But it's kind of, you know, it's got the alliteration and Healthy Herbals. Yeah. Kind of reminds me of that shampoo I used as a kid when I was growing up.
Yeah.
What was that shit called?
Herbal Essence.
Herbal Essence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's Healthy Herbals. I like it. I think that's my pick for best value.
I agree with you. I actually agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Healthy Herbals. Sounds like a brand I would trust, like buying myself.
Yeah, with. Healthy Herbals. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's good. You're fine. Everybody wants to invite a little Healthy Herbals into their house. Like, look, hell, it could be a good wheat brand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
I think Healthy Herbals is the winner
it's
in terms
weed
of
with protein.
Weed with protein. There you go.
Listen, if you can create weed that gives you protein, you know what I'm saying? Like, talk about a trillionaire.
Yeah.
Well, you could do protein shakes with cannabis. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I'd probably take a punt on suntan.com too, but not for much.
Well, I would be selling the new peptide that turns your skin brown. Have you seen it? It literally is. It's a suntan peptide.
Really?
Yeah.
How does that work? That's insane.
With the peptide.
It increases the melatonin.
Fucking three arms, two clitoris. You're gonna have a clit on your forehead.
That's okay. You take peptide declitoris.
It'll start turning into a feature.
It's declitoris. Declitoris.
It'll start turning into a feature as they learn more about the.
You know, takes away the one from your forehead, but gives you three thumbs, and then you got to take another one.
Yeah, then
now you got
thumbs.
Dragon tongue.
Yeah,
you
but
got
then
another
but
one
then,
instead of the, you're pregnant as a man.
Yeah, but
simmer down with the peptides.
As they figure out those things, those will turn into the features and the benefits. And a week later, you'll see on the market a new peptide that gives you a third arm and another one.
It's going to be a never ending, just like a revolving door of peptides, like
a cycle of self improvement and self harm at the same time.
Well, they're just going to change the pathways and have your body telling it to do things like. Literally, that's all it is. Is it's your brain telling it to do things it wouldn't normally do, good and bad. So we'll see. But I did see that the other day. I was like, dude, like it. But there's one that's named the exact same thing, like number two, totally different peptide. Yeah, that's the one that gives you the extra body
this
part.
This is gonna end so bad.
Nah.
My bet is that it's a three-legged stool that's gonna bring down society. One is peptides. Two is Pumped Off Fun and they're basically murder market that they're about to build. Yeah. And three.
Dude, let's talk about that for a second.
And so three, three is the race to IPO of, you know, every overpriced company on earth and the $3 trillion liquidity implosion that's going to cause. Those three things are going to bring down society and it's all going to happen in the next 12 months.
So a couple of things, because we got a few minutes and I'd like to talk about that. Pump.fun. Yeah. They basically have this bounty program now where you can set up a bounty for anything. And it's like silly stuff like jump in the fountain.
And they're like open about it. They're like, we mean anything. And it's like, and then they have like dudes dressed like potatoes with bats. And it's like, what, you know what I mean? Like, dude, this is so bad. Like, somebody please go arrest the fucking owner of Pump.fun. I'm sorry. Like, I am a free market capitalist libertarian, but like, we've seen this movie. You can't do that. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the limits. The limits are don't put, you know, inappropriate pictures of children on the internet and don't fucking or take them or do anything else related to children. Or create murder markets. Like, those are pretty much my limits. Like, you can do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, everything else, have at it. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. But murder markets and, you know, harming children, that's kind of my limits. I think that's kind of end before it begins.
I heard Ross Ulbricht is pretty bullish on Pump Up Fun.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Imagine you're Ross Ulbricht and you're watching Pump Thought Fun launch a murder market and you're like, what
like bad
the
idea,
hell
dude.
Are you talking about?
Trust me, this doesn't end well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
like
30 years and you leave with a plant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a guy like Trump's not getting in office again anytime soon. So.
No. AOC is not letting you out of prison for that.
But yeah. So murder market's bad.
Mondani might make you mayor.
So,
is that where the guy got the tattoo on his forehead? Was that the first bounty that I saw some guy for like 40?
Is it live? Is that already live?
I think there's a 40.
There are other markets like that, by the way. There's one called Dare.market. Dare.market.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy.
That's like for a while.
More murder.
Dare.market. I mean, these things, some of these things get funded for like 200K, 250. Like,
I mean, this is morbid, but
my God. Okay, guys, this is horrible. All right. I mean, look. There's a $22,771 bounty right now to interview the Henry Nowak, you know, the kid that the British police killed.
Yeah.
Fucking maggots. Anyways, the British police killed this guy. And then, the immigrant guy stabbed him. And then the cops handcuffed him and let him bleed out while he's going, I can't breathe. Right?
Crazy.
Instead of giving the kid a monument and a holiday, they just let him die in the street.
Crazy.
Anyways, there's a $22,000 bounty to interview the cop that killed him.
Oh, shit. And then it's a question, what qualifies as an interview? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like interview is like a code word. Go on like Onion Tour or whatever, and you're going to be like, oh, interview means, excommunicado.
I don't know, man. It is
$6,000 to host a best butt contest.
That seems doable.
I mean, like, can we just do that on the show right now?
This is not a rabbit hole I'm going down.
Come on.
I'll take the cake. Best butt. I got booty for days.
Well, and so another thing you mentioned, I'm going to change the subject and then we're going to wrap up and get out of here. But
finally got Josh's attention. Let's roll with it.
Let's go.
Well, here's my question. So Drew,
$4,800 would be kind to 10 strangers.
Oh, I'll do that.
Really?
Yeah. It's $4,800. So like,
what does that
I'll
mean?
I'll run up, but we kind of 10 people right now. How do I get my $4,800 after?
I don't know. I don't know what qualifies as a win.
Double click on this one.
I need to see the rules and regulations of each one. Like, it's got to be set.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, they probably do. You know, it's probably some whatever.
10 strangers, 10 different locations. Buy them a meal, give them flowers, give away books, pay for their coffee.
I have to do all those.
Your own idea.
Is each one? You can't be the same one twice.
It's got to be. You got to record a 16:9 landscape video with English subtitles.
Okay.
Oh, dude wants to monetize this shit and put it on YouTube.
You always have to say, I hope you have a nice day. And the 5 most inspiring videos will each receive $1,000.
Oh, that's the thing. So I'm not guaranteed to win. I'm in a contest.
And there's going to be some arbitrary person who judges.
And I'm not pretty enough.
So where does the money come from? Is this one person puts up the bounty or can you collectively make a bounty? Because I've always thought collective bounty would be good. You know what I'm saying?
I learned about this 3 seconds ago, so I don't know the answer to that.
I thought maybe it's the kind of thing where you have to pay to participate, and if you're not the winner, then you are a loser, maybe? I don't know.
Because collective bounty could actually be a form of governance. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay, you know what? We're paying less taxes, but like, we as citizens don't want homeless people anymore. So let's all put in a bounty to solve that. And I guarantee you it will be solved, right? We think that this park should have a nice playground in it. We think that this shithole of a park should get cleaned up, landscaped, and made nice. We don't want drug needles on our beach. We don't want, you know, corrupt people in office. Eliminate them, right? I think collective bounty at scale could be interesting form of governance, but this sort of single person bounty is just going to lead to bad things.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very, very.
Dare.market sounds even worse because that's like.
That sounds.
Right out of the gate, it's like, I dare.
Sounds like some sinister shit. All right. Well, the other thing you mentioned real quick that I want to talk about. So this liquidity explosion, obviously we've got some enormous IPOs that are about to go live. And are going to be an enormous drain potentially, from a liquidity standpoint. Like you gotta, you know, you're trying to fund what, $700 billion? Like, where does that money come from, and what impact does that have on domains?
None,
but positive. You know, depends on the time scale. In the very short term, there's probably going to just continue to be this, you know, slowing but strong demand from, you know, the Cumbrian explosion of new companies created because of the proliferation of AI. And then that will trickle down into much slower trickle. There'll probably be some kind of implosion at some point. But after this giant liquidity event, you're going to put more money in the VC coffers and in the LP coffers of all these funds that own all these shares and in the employees, the really competent employees that built these companies. And they're going to then go out and they're going to build new companies, invest in new companies, and, you know, double down on already successful companies that will then upgrade their domains. And so I think if you're looking out, you know, 12 months from now, 6, 12, 18 months from now, and you know, like probably for the following 2 years, there's going to be a lot of dry powder. There is going to be a massive amount of liquidity going, being redeployed in new business creations, you know, investments into ideas, and probably be a whole new wave, because I think that before that happens, we'll see, you know, relative implosion of this wave. So, yeah, I think it's ultimately positive, but in the short term, probably meaningless.
Either of you guys have any other opinion or thoughts?
I mean, all the money is going to be redeployed. Anything that is made is going to be put right back into the system, and domains will take the same percentage of any new deployment of money. So I think there's plenty of money to, I think people are underestimating the amount of cash that's still available to be put into the market. So I think they'll swallow these things. No problem at all. No problem at all. I think they swallow all these IPOs, and I think the money goes back in. Go ahead.
I was going to say to you guys, since there's no, I think most people in the space think that like domains remain to be bullish for the foreseeable future. Like nobody puts like a deadline on it. Why is it that over like the last 5 years, because we were talking about portfolios, why is it so hard for people to move portfolios for, let's say, like over 3x net income from the portfolio? I feel like
that's your portfolio guy at the moment. You know what I'm saying? Shane,
but should that not be like a no-brainer at like 3x?
The smart people are seeing that. Like I found that there's a handful of investors that are looking at they're looking at cash flow. They want provability, right? Like if you get a portfolio that's relatively new and it hasn't sold domains and I've got to go through every single domain and prove its value, those become a little bit more difficult. But when you have a portfolio that shows a consistent income and profit producing, people have multiples in mind and understand. And I don't think that they're not buying them because they think that domains are going to fall off a wagon and not continue that. I think people just don't feel comfortable with other people's choices a lot of times. I don't know why. Like I show one portfolio to 50 people and they all say it's shit. And then the people that are the financial people say, okay, this has 4 years of consistent sales. It's sold one since I've had it up for sale. And they pick it. And now it's just a negotiation of what that value is. But 50 of them just looked at it and in 5 seconds said it's no good. Even though the numbers, it's a financial mathematical thing. You can't look at every name. You just have to look at the portfolio from that standpoint. Yours is a little different because I think you've got some high value names that like if somebody's looking to sell, if it was one of ours, it's not really a brandable type scenario. I think those are easier when you have a brandable portfolio. When you start adding in high value names, threeletter.coms, that's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
That's not sell through rate. That's not any of that. And that's why it gets tricky. I think you need to break it out. I think you need a brandable one's much easier.
So I agree then, with that. I still don't see like portfolios trading, even if they're like, let's just say they're all like domains that were purchased for under 5K. So there's no like threeletter.com outliers and stuff like that. You know, though, if I had a lot of cash, a ton of cash ready, and I just wanted to deploy into things that I was bullish on, you would think that like if you've got 3 or 4 years of proven revenue for my portfolio, it's like 3x, you get your money back within 36 months, and then you still have the entire value of
the domain. Yeah. Left. Yeah.
Like, what is that? How is that not like a no-brainer? And by the way, you do nothing. You buy the you buy the portfolio and do nothing. It requires no work. So like, how is that not a super?
The last one we had was all at the same marketplace, all at the same registrar, and a push of almost 500 names. That doesn't get any easier than that. Like,
yeah,
you literally could just hit a button.
Because, you know, because domains are effectively all unique, right? Then, I mean, how much of it is saying, all right, let me look at the historical versus let me look at this, what's left, right? Because, you know, is there some, you know, so how do you evaluate that?
But you're still only selling, what, 2% of the portfolio a year? I mean, that's dozens of years left.
Their argument is that the top 2%.
The top 2% are gone. Well, I think somebody can find a hole in everything, right? If they want to pick it apart, they're going to find something wrong with it. The other thing is there's just not many portfolios for sale like that, right?
That's true. There aren't many people willing to do that that actually have a portfolio that can be sold.
Yeah, because they don't want to sell something that they know in 4 years. I mean, the whole reason you're buying 100%. Is the whole reason they don't sell it.
100%. That's true, too. That's true, too.
Yeah. So, I think it's interesting stuff. Well, and I know you guys have had success recently selling those. So it's,
it used to be
portfolios were based on parking, right? It's just, you know,
yeah, so, that was a different thing.
Back when I was at NameJet and, you know, our aftermarket team at Media Options at Network Solutions, you know, they would selling and Snap Names, especially, you know, traffic portfolios, they would move those all the time, you know, and you need to fill a revenue gap, like sell a portfolio, you know, and you'd have buyers that would always, you know, the Merlins and, you know, guys that were always into buying big domain portfolios for traffic purposes and all that kind of stuff. And then obviously traffic, as it's like, you know, effectively evaporated, you know, doesn't have the same value now, but, you know, so
yeah, I was thinking of putting together a 5-letter.com portfolio, like a 400 or 500 solid. Get some, you know, they sell well. I think, but the multiples, Josh put it, the multiples are 4 year, 5 year, maybe if you're doing well. And I'd rather just get the 5 years and then have the names later. So it doesn't make any sense.
What were the multiples that were selling on traffic portfolios, JT?
Oh, I don't even remember, man.
Yeah.
I can't even, that wasn't.
If I remember, it was 2 and 3 years at the time. Yeah.
So, but you know, the game has changed. So, you know, I think it's interesting. So I guess your takeaway then is from a portfolio, like portfolios, it's history, it's having ways to evaluate and price. And then it's also, you know, which is easier if you're combining sort of like names that are somewhat similar, right? Like the more that there's a spread in value, the more that it gets harder to, you know, sort of value it and monetize it and everything else, right?
Yeah. And if we have good auction platforms, that opens up another ballgame. So people will just put them on, but we don't get great value. If you throw them all into an expired auctions, they do great.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole conversation to be had around.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But, you know, but unfortunately, that's where the differing opinion is. Like people will come to and say, I saw all these sold expired auction. This portfolio is worth 1.2 million. I'm like, yeah, but if we put them in regular auction, it's worth 80 grand.
Yeah. It's really wild.
Yeah, it's not an easy one. Otherwise, that's why nobody's really doing it. It's a tough game.
Well, because then even then you get into the whole idea of reserves and those kind of auctions, because we've seen, like, you know, domains are priced at a certain price. They won't sell. They get thrown in an auction and then they sell for more. We just saw it with one of the names that 3character.com that Ryan Ewan posted on NamePros, you know, started and said, hey, you know, first bid's a dollar and let's let it ride and see what it is. And, you know, it was a 3-character, I think Q-U-O or something. I don't know, O-Q, yeah. You know, whatever. It was one of those kind of funky 3 characters and bidding ended up over 15 grand. I didn't see where it finished or if it's done or whatever, but, you know, they said it had previously been listed at 14 grand and people were buyers.
Sold for more than he had it buy it now before.
Yeah. Which is really, you know, it's interesting. The psychology behind a lot of that stuff is very, very interesting.
Is.
But that's why the auction model does what it does. You know, it's why it exists. So, all right, cool. Well, all right. Well, with that, I think we've covered a lot of ground, a lot of different topics, and we are pretty much out of time. I'm going to do a quick round the horn. Shane, start with you. And I know other than Winterline and
Yeah, DSAD still going strong. We added Name Pros. We added Unstoppable, just trying to add to the auctions. It's getting a little long, to be honest with you, going through every single person's page. But I will give a credit to, you have to give credit to Dynadot for putting their decks or DACs together where everybody pools a name. So now it's at various places, Unstoppable. I think the feed of Spaceship is in there, or maybe Spaceship sells them but doesn't put their expired inventory in there, but it is for sale. So you get this, buyers or bidders can pick their favorite registrar and get all the names in one pool, kind of what GoDaddy was doing with their Fast Track, but on the auction side. So yeah, I think people, you know, Josh, there's a lot of good things coming in the space that keep it interesting, keep it moving. DSAD, we're on top of it. I love domain names. It is constantly changing. It is tough. It's a lot of work. I get to see it now a little bit more. Easier said than done. But there's a lot of great people, a lot of great companies. It's just wrangling up the horses and trying to get everybody to communicate. The compression of time and within the industry, getting people to answer emails and get back to you is just much longer than any industry I've been in. It just seems to take forever to get people.
Wow, especially if you're dealing with domainers in general. And like,
that's what I mean.
Owners that just, they will get back to you, you know, try to find people when you find them. And then then it's like, they'll get back to you on their timetable, man. It's really, really wild.
Yeah, you have to compress time. Otherwise, it can get away. Things can take months or years when it could take, just by staying on top of things. If you don't stay on top of things in this business, it takes forever. So
there you go. That's a tip, you know, inside baseball, stay on top of your shit. It's pretty consistent across a lot of things, but especially domaining. So, all right, Drew, what about you, man?
I got nothing for you.
All right, cool. Well, we're out of time anyway, so we'll keep it moving. Josh, what's good with you? What's good with DNX?
Nothing much. We're still in the kind of same point that I was, talked about the last time I was on the show. We're very close on the registrar side of things, but, talking 6-7 hours a day of just testing and making sure things work. It's just like
real,
a lot more.
Real work, man. Real work's tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, cool. All right, well, that's what's good. I guess I got nothing else, too. So I appreciate you guys being on the show today. As always, it's a good show. We covered a lot of ground, covered a lot of domain topics. So all you domain maxis out there getting your money's worth, which is great. And thank you guys so much for tuning in to the audience. I say it on every show. Without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in and sticking with us. Those of you who made it to the end of the show, congratulations. You win a prize that is actually equal to the price that you paid to watch or listen. So congratulations. That's for you. Be careful out there with these death markets and these murder markets. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on the wrong end of a pump fun campaign. You know what I'm saying? And keep the target off your back. Other than that,
I mean, it's just, even forget about the extreme like murder. Like, if you just look at what some of the people are doing, it's just gonna be like disruptive to society. Like,
that's just goofy.
Like sending people out to do crazy shit in traffic. Like
Dude,
running through protests, like, you know, with your boobies out. Like, it's just like crazy, crazy, stupid shit that's going to be disruptive and, you know, it's going to degrade society further.
Well, and I'll tell you, and some of this stuff will then end up providing more marketing and whatnot. Like, you know, like there was a dude who ran out during one of the NBA Finals games to get a selfie with Victor Wembanyama and, got all the, now he gets banned from every NBA arena forever. Which is like, okay.
He's lucky he still has an intact jaw.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And what I think is crazy, he comes out with the phone and he's doing this, and then they kind of grab him. And I don't know why the first instinct wasn't to literally take his phone and just smash it, you know? So it's
we need the idiot net. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna detect, like, it's going to be like a Ring motion detector. And it's going to fire one of those like nets that they use for capturing drones. Mm-hmm. And it'll just be like, it'll be up on the scoreboard. You know what I'm saying? And it's just looking out. And dude comes running out the crowd. You know what I mean? Ready. He wants to be on the selfie. Great. Boom. Hit him with the net. You know what I mean? Put a nice little lead ball.
Well, my thing is just take the phone. Maybe he doesn't have anything to post after the fact. Like, he's got nothing. All that work for nothing. It's like, take the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Hey, you know, say, hey, oh, I thought that it might be a bomb. Like there was risk there. So we took it and we smashed it. So it's like, okay, there you go, bro. Good job.
Yeah.
You know, not only did you do this, now you don't have the.
Duff it up his rear end.
And all of a sudden the video from the thing.
Make sure you don't lose your phone on the way home, dog.
Stand on the friendship tarp, homie. And, you know, so, but what my point is that I'm sure that like it's Super Bowl, because somebody ran out during the Super Bowl this past year. I guarantee you that those will be the kind of bounties. And then, you know, but I would just be like, run out with pump fun written on yourself. You know what I'm saying? The like self, like promote these things, through the campaigns. And I mean, it's just all going to be.
Was that English?
Tell me you didn't understand what I meant.
Trying to do the things with the things and the campaigns.
You know what I meant? It's like reading a book. And they do those paragraphs where they'll pull out like the vowels, but you could still read it. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I'm saying, you know? So
Yeah.
Anyway, but all right. Well, with that, I think we've covered enough ground on today's show. Again, thank you everybody for tuning in. Thank you to my co-hosts for being here and sharing all their information and all that good stuff. We will see everybody next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. We will see you soon.